In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ leads his church in an unstoppable procession filled with glory, majesty, and splendor. And yet Abel is killed, Isaac mocked, Jacob fled, Judah exiled, and the king himself is bound and led away. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence from without and from within. His apostle betrayed him. His people rejected him. And from without, the power and might of Rome surrounded him, forced a thorny crown on his head, a little fun at his expense. He's a condemned man, worthless to good society, so they exert their dominance over him. He struggled under the cross. His words are but a memory, and his grand promises of truth and life fade away with his own life. And we thought he was the one who would restore the kingdom to Israel, they sigh. Oh, you of little faith, what they intended for evil, God intended for good. In weakness, the kingdom is secured. In struggle, the devil is crushed. Sin is paid for. God's wrath is satisfied. In death, death is killed. In the grave, the grave is overcome. Here you see your victory, your comfort, your peace, and your eternal king. Here, in struggle, you see his great power and majesty and glory and splendor. He marched forward into death and hell, and he came out alive on the other side. And now you follow in a glorious procession. None can stand in your way. None can stop you. And yet the church continues to struggle. The apostles are killed, confessors exiled, the faithful bound and led away. The kingdom of heaven continues to suffer violence. In weakness, the church lives. This is her earthly existence. Her earthly life is filled with struggle. From outside, our doctrine is called discriminatory, hateful, and bigoted. We are seen as a hindrance to progress and standing in the way of a good society. Yet we must continue to struggle so that we love the word more than culture and Christ more than cultural acceptance. From within is yet another battle. The Reformation was not a cultural reform or political movement, but it was a reform of doctrine. False prophets had risen up claiming that indulgences merit forgiveness, good works earn heaven, prayers should be offered to the saints, and then they took Christ's body and blood in Holy Communion, offered it back to God to earn forgiveness. The Lutheran confessors battled each heresy, clearing away the chaff and the rubbish so that the gospel might shine in all its brilliance, even to these remote parts today. But today, Wittenberg has given up the struggle and traded in faith for tourism and doctrine for churchly museums. After 504 years of dictators, swastikas, tanks, guns, and communism, after 504 years of rationalism and pietism, they stopped struggling for the word. Faith was lost. And so their buildings are nothing more than symbols of the past, warnings for us. This building, however, surpasses all those great cathedrals in Germany, for here is not simply a symbol of the past, but here is hope for the future. Here the kingdom of heaven comes to men. But for how long? As long as we struggle for the word. For where the gospel is preached, trouble comes from without and from within. Christ told us this much when he said, "I came not to bring peace, but a sword." The violent continue to plague the church with new doctrines that neither we nor our fathers had known. They rip Christ out of baptism and tear his body out of the consecrated bread. They imprison him in heaven, alter morality, and continue to teach indulgences and good works earn heaven. But enough of them. What about you? The Reformation is a return to the purity of God's word. So where have you altered that word to suit your lifestyle? Where have you stopped struggling? but have given in? Where have you let false teaching enter? Where have you conformed your thoughts, your morals, your goals to this culture? Have you feared man more than God and loved unity more than doctrine or embraced culture more than word and sacrament? It's a daily struggle to hold to the word. A lukewarm confession will not do. A wishy-washy doctrine cannot stand. We cannot bend to the culture, its methods, or its goals, but we must align ourselves to the kingdom that is above, for there is our home. We fight and we struggle for things unseen with courage and zeal, with weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left. We strive for the word by listening to it, believing it, meditating upon it, and confessing it in words and actions. It is a constant struggle, but his word continues to redirect our hearts and renew our spirit to what is right and what is true. But what of our children, trapped in this postmodern world with a splintered church? They cannot rest on the laurels of their parents and the battles that we fought any more than we can rest on the battles that previous generations fought for us. They too must grasp the word and cling to it. They also must struggle for it. They may limp away like Jacob, but not without a blessing. They must make sacrifices for the word and risk all else rather than compromise it. But let them learn this from us. Let us teach them how to battle and be good examples of repentant Christians, always learning, always studying, always conforming every thought, word, and action to the word. Fear cannot drive us, and decisions cannot drive our decisions, and unity will not be our first love, but the word of God will move us. It's a struggle. Yet what else can save us? So they also must learn how to struggle, how to fight, how to hurt, and how to grow to know that nothing else in this world will last. The word of the Lord endures forever. Only it can be trusted. For when the struggle stops, then our buildings become nothing more than tourist attractions, symbols of the past. But not yet. By grace, not yet. We do not point to the past, but we point to the future hope found in our Lord Jesus Christ. Like St. John the Baptist, we call sin, sin, even if we lose our heads. We will not tolerate immorality or false teaching, because to change the word is to change our God. The kingdom of heaven will continue to suffer violence until the very day that we rest in the grave. It is a long battle, and it is fierce. It can wear on us, and we are not equal to the task. But thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ, who wins for us the victory and leads us in a triumphal procession filled with glory, majesty, and splendor. The gates of hell cannot prevail against us. Heresy will not win, for Christ holds his church. And the holy Christian and apostolic church will never become a relic of the past, for he is with her. She cannot fall. And he is with you this day in word and sacrament. You cannot fall. I do not know what the future holds. I do not know what troubles will come from without or from within, but I do know this, that soon we won't care. We will be free from all politics and sit-ins and committees and viruses and diseases and sadness and regrets and sin. And we will be with the Lord forever. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.